on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The PSL soccer player linked to a crash that claimed the life of a child in Gauteng has been granted bail. On Wednesday, a 9-year-old girl died after Sean Mukhaila collided head-on with another car on the East Rand in Johannesburg. The driver of the vehicle and a 13-year-old passenger are in a critical condition in hospital. Mukhaila appeared before a court in Tembisa this afternoon, where he was granted bail of 20,000 rands. The soccer star faces charges of culpable homicide as well as reckless and negligent driving. His case was postponed to February. KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi says law enforcement remains a big challenge in the province.
One day can be a total havoc, and the following day, all absolute harmony. Multiple crime scenes a day are no longer a surprise in this province. However, police officers always brave the storm.
He was addressing the men and women in blue at the KZN Excellence Awards at the Durban ICC today. He says the number of crimes police have to deal with in the 2023-2024 financial year makes it an eventful one.
A total of 151 mass murder incidents where two or more people were killed in one incident were recorded in the province of KwaZulu-Natal during the year under review. 380 people were murdered in those incidents, and police were successful in arresting 67 suspects.
And further afield, the Kenyan government says it plans to reintroduce some of the tax hikes that sparked deadly protests earlier this year. The announcement comes as the country's new deputy president, Kithure Kindiki, was sworn in today after legal challenges faced by his predecessor barred his inauguration. President William Ruto scrapped an unpopular finance bill in June after the protests. Riots groups accused police of a brutal and illegal crackdown that led to more than 60 people dying, with dozens more arrested. The government's prepared three new tax and finance bills to be introduced soon in Parliament. Ruto is due to give a speech on tax today. Your top story this hour, the PSL soccer player linked to a crash that killed a 9-year-old girl in Gauteng has been granted 20,000 rand bail. You can find the latest news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For the News Watch team and in for Dineo Mpahlele, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins need 242 runs to beat Western Province in their four-day series clash. Heinrich Klaassen to pocket a cool 48 million rand in the 2025 IPL. And Man United have now confirmed that Ruben Amorim will become their new manager.